I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Las Cafeteras is a band merging the sounds and traditional instruments of the Son Jarocho folk music of Veracruz, Mexico, with the feel of the modern East Los Angeles streets. They're bringing their socially and politically conscious urban folk music to the Wow Hall in Eugene this Wednesday evening, February 4th, and all seven of them are here live with us in the KLCC studios. Welcome. Well, let's drop right into a song. What's the first song you're going to play for us here?
It's an Afro-Mexican song for all our people here in the field. Here we go.
Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios and live at the Wow Hall in Eugene tomorrow night, February 4th, beginning at 8. So the Son Jarocho music has such an interesting mix of ethnic influences. There's the indigenous part of it, there's the African part of it, and Spanish part of it. How did all of that come to be in one place?
One word, slavery.
Oh. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's an actual real thing. Uh-huh. It's a real thing. When Africans were taken from their land, brought to the Caribbean, and to what we know today as Veracruz, Mexico, before it was called Mexico, there was a mixing in Veracruz, which is a port. It has a port where, you know, people from all over the world came, and African, indigenous, Spanish beats, rhythms, and rhymes coalesced there. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that in a time, you know, of deep, deep racism also came a lot of life, celebration, and music. And so there's music here that it still exists today, survived colonialism, slavery, survived a lot of things. It's still here today, and we can play it here in Eugene, which we think is one of the most incredible testaments to the power of Son Jarocho Afro-Mexican music.
And you're adding your own storytelling elements to it. That also seems to be a key part of what you're doing.
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know if anybody else wants to touch upon that.
You know, like a lot of this music, like Hector mentioned, this is David. Hello, what's up, world? Is this music comes from Mexico, Southern Veracruz, Mexico. It was played in the countryside. It's folk traditional music, right? But we are from East Los Angeles, one of the largest urban jungles in the United States, right? Yay. And so when we started playing this music, right, this very traditional music, that we thought it was important to not only continue to mimic the stories and traditions from Mexico, but also to begin to tell our own stories, right? And so we also sing La Bamba, which has a long tradition of being remixed. Right. And so that's what we're doing, is we are storytellers remixing, telling the stories of 2015, of the 21st century, you know.
And let's drop into another song. What's the next story song you're going to bring to us here?
We also play love songs and weddings.
So we have a love song called The Lovers. And it's dedicated not only to what we tend to see as traditional love that exists outside of ourselves in things and in other people, because that love's all good, but it's also dedicated to the love that exists within ourselves and cultivating that self-love. Luna Lovers. Walk with me, Luna. Walk with me, Luna.
So the story goes that my heart met yours. You touched my soul. It's you I adore. It's your beauty where I feel most free. It's you and me, and it's plain to see. I do, I do.
Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios. You can find them on stage tomorrow night at the Wow Hall in Eugene at 8. Find their music on their 2012 release called It's Time and their brand new EP of dance remixes that's also just come out. So, well, perhaps you should describe for our listeners, since they can't see the instruments, what kind of instrumentation this band has.
So we have a lot going on over here.
We're talking about the music.
Not the personal life. So we have some string instruments called jaranas and requinto. The requinto is the lead instrument. It plays the melody of the music, and it sounds like... And it's a four-string, kind of ukulele-looking instrument. And then we have jaranas in different sizes, tercera, segunda, y tercera
is...
And so those are the three sizes. They all make a different pitch. We have one of the most amazing instruments of all, the marimbol. It comes from the kalimba, but it's a little bit bigger. It went from Africa to Cuba and turned into many different types of bass sort of instruments. But this is the marimbol. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Hey. We have the quijada, which is a donkey jawbone. Yes, it's a real donkey jawbone.
Damn. What does it sound like, G?
And the teeth are a little loose. It didn't have a really good dentist, so it makes it sound like... And then the last instrument we have... Well, we have a few more instruments, but I'll share the cajon. Plays the box.
Yes.
We have the tarima, which is a foot stomp box, but it plays the heartbeat of the music. It's where we dance and create beats and rhythms with our feet. So that's the tarima. And then, of course, we have our voices, which is probably, you know, one of the most vital parts of these bodies, because we all have voices. And so how can we all learn to use these voices to sing our songs, the songs of our people?
Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios. Let's drop into one more song. What is it? The most famous song in the Son Jarocho tradition is La Bamba, but what have you done to it to make it your own?
You know, I would even say La Bamba is one of the most famous songs in the world.
I'd say
I was
that
recently
too.
In Thailand, and there was like a Thailand cover band singing the song in Spanish. And this song has been made famous by Richie Valens, 17-year-old boy from Pacoima, California. And then it was redone by Los Lobos. And what we did is we remade the lyrics. This is sort of an anthem, what we think of a Chicano anthem, talking about, you know, what's going on in immigration, talking about our pride in our neighborhoods, in our streets. And this song is really rewritten for our stories, but played the traditional way. So here's La Bamba Rebelde, the rebellious bamba.
Se ome ye nawi.
Es la bamba rebelde, es la bamba rebelde que cantaré porque somos chicanos. Porque somos chicanos de East LA, ahí arriba y arriba. Ahí arriba y arriba y arriba iré, yo no creo en fronteras. Yo no creo en fronteras, yo cruzaré, yo cruzaré, yo cruzaré.
Que nos pone en el alma mucha alegría. las estacionares son allá arriba y arriba. Allá arriba y arriba y arriba, arriba. Yo no soy de la migra. Yo no soy de la migra. Ni quiero ser, ni quiero ser, ni quiero ser.
Century. We hope to see everybody at Wild Hall tomorrow night, February 4th. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Las Cafeteras live in the KLCC studios, including Annette Torres, Daniel French, David Flores, yeah. Denise Carlos, Hector Flores, Jose Cano, and Leah Rose Gallegos. They're bringing their mix of traditional son jarocho music and instrumentation and the modern urban folk edges to the Wow Hall in Eugene this Wednesday evening, February 4th, beginning at 8 p.m. More about the show online at wowhall.org and more on the band as well at the live LasCafeteras.com and on all your favorite traditional social media. Thank you again so much for coming in to join us. It's great to have you.
Gracias, Eugene.